the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Local libraries, historical societies, and academic archives began conducting oral history projects around 1976. Over the years, some collections have become quite large, while others have been forgotten or confined to dusty shelves. David Richards, head of the Special Collections Department at Missouri State University's Duane G. Meyer Library, will soon publish a guide to oral history projects in Missouri to make sure these stories don't get lost.
The oral history guide project that I've been working on this past spring and into the summer is basically an attempt to try and document all of the oral history collections that we have in the state of Missouri. And it's been a project that's been going on for quite a while. I started in 2002 and was able to put together a survey back then and kind of do the initial legwork and groundwork for that. And so I did a little bit of information or gathering for the, you know, over the past few years, but then a sabbatical opportunity approached. And so I went ahead and applied and was fortunate to get it. And so the spring of this year, I've been basically going back over the old surveys and updating them, contacting folks across the state and trying to pull together all these different oral history collections that are out there. And so basically, the project will go ahead and gather all this information, put it into a guide, and then we'll go ahead and publish it in a PDF format.
Digging for these oral histories, Richards has found Missouri has a wealth of them available, if you know where to look and have time to listen and learn. He hopes his guide, which should be available by October, will assist researchers throughout the state.
The thing that is really kind of been illustrated by doing this is that the state has thousands of oral history recordings in libraries, archives, historical societies, private hands, just in just so many different venues these things are being held at. And a couple things are kind of popping up in the course of this study. The first thing is that we have this mass of recordings, but no one knows where they are, and they're not aware of them. So hopefully the guide will sort of direct people towards those recordings. The other thing that we're discovering is that these oral history collections are great when they're small projects that are detailed-oriented and are focused on a specific theme of some sort. In other words, you have interview logs tied to them. You have transcripts that have been put together for these. But the transcripts are essential. Researchers, in some cases, will come into a library archive and ask about the oral history collection. And if there's no transcripts, they'll walk right back out because no one has the time to listen to these things. It's just too time-consuming. They may for a few of them because there might be something in terms of accents or dialogue that they're looking for specifically in the oral recording. But when it comes down to research, most people want to have a transcript that they can read or that they can take home and read later.
Although oral histories are one of the most time-tested and traditional ways of passing down stories, Richards is finding that this tradition hasn't faded with time. In fact, the collections are growing.
One of the things that I find interesting is how many archives and libraries had nothing in 2002 and then have enormous projects in 2010, 2012. And for example, the Powers Museum in Carthage, Missouri, they've been doing a lot of things here recently since about 2004, 2005 with veterans projects, doing a lot of work with the Library of Congress veterans projects. And, you know, back in 2002, they had literally hardly any at all. I think they had zero, actually. And now they have over 230 or 250 oral recordings that deal with World War II, Korea, the Vietnam War, and even the Iraq War in Afghanistan. So it's really accelerated in terms of some of the things that are out there.
Richards notes that the digital age is bringing about change for these collections. Libraries and historical societies can hold more MP3s without taking up space like with cassettes. The files can also be provided online, so users can access them on their own time. While not many are doing this yet, he believes it is where the collections will head in the future, and it will help them live on. That was David Richards, head of the Special Collections Department at Missouri State University's Duane G. Meyer Library. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.